Okay. I know I'm getting older now because I've realized that a lot of people... I've realized that a lot of people that I knew when I was young have passed away because of basic math. Do you know what I mean? Like, there'll just be someone that you're thinking about where you're like, oh man, they were old when I was a kid and I pay bills now, so. Oh yeah, oof. I went to a Catholic school in high school, and there was a priest there that I thought was hilarious. I don't even remember his name. I feel bad about it, but you know, he was dope, and he would do mass because we would have mass before classes and stuff, and he would always forget to turn his mic off. Consistently. I don't even think he knew it had an off button. He would always forget to turn his mic off, and then he would take the sacrament, right? Which is a cracker. And then every time he did it with next to his mic, it sounded like he was losing a tooth every week. It was never not hilarious. I remember the first time it happened, I was like, did he crack his soul? Like, what? And you know, I'm not Catholic, but I would sometimes, when we would have a retreat or something, I would go to the confession just to like do it. Do you know what I mean? Because there's a certain power in going to confession when you're not Catholic, because you're gonna tell someone a bunch of stuff they can't tell anybody else. And then they're going to tell you what to do about it, and you're just going to not. Like, so I went to confession, and we it wasn't as much of a confession, because I think he knew I wasn't Catholic, so it was more of a conversation, right? And in the conversation, he said something that stuck with me ever since, where he was like, I don't know. This is him. I don't know if there's a God. But I've read the Bible, and I feel like, God or not, that this is the best way to live my life. I feel like I'm happier. I'm kinder to people. I feel better with this thing than without it. So that's just me, right? And I never heard someone, especially someone like in a like a church, like of the church, speak so candidly about their beliefs, right? I'd ask people my entire life straight up hard questions, and sometimes they'd be like, well, you know, God has a plan. But when somebody hits you with, I don't know either, it really stops both of you. I remember the moment he said it, I was like, oh, I hope I didn't break. I hope I didn't break a priest. That's, you gotta go to hell if you break a priest. But he was like, no, I don't know. But I think that even if nothing happens when you die, even if there's no God, by the time I'm gone, I'll be pretty happy about the way that I lived my life. And I thought about that the other day. And I was like, ooh, I was 14. And he was like 84. So. I definitely missed a funeral. I definitely. Okay, I don't drive because I'm a terrible driver. Like, I failed my driving test, and I'm out of practice since then. And so I don't drive, but I get driven. I take Ubers and stuff like that. Friends have given me rides and stuff. So I understand the value of gas money. And, you know, it always felt like some classic 90s late night joke to talk about gas prices and if they were high or they're getting so high or whatever. And at least right now, gas, at least in most states, is on the lower side. It's cheaper. It's trending down, actually. It's cheaper than it was last week at the time that I'm saying this, right? Don't quote me years from now. Mr. Moneybags thinks that gas is cheap. It's like, nah. I'm saying that as of September 4th, 2024, gas is trending down. It's cheaper than it was last week. It's cheaper than it was a month ago. And it's down from a year ago, right? And I think that because of that, gas stations are maybe hurting a little bit and they're starting to sell extra stuff that is a bad business model, right? Like extra stuff that shouldn't even be at the gas station. Like I saw gas station flowers. Fellas, if you ever mess up and you're thinking about what you did and you're on your way home and you're feeling apologetic, but you don't want, you messed up too bad to just text. You can't just be like, I'm sorry, LOL. It's not going to work. You're like, I got to make this right, right? And so you're getting your apology ready in your head. And then, you know, you see that the tank's pretty close to E. You're like, let me be responsible. Fill up the family car, right? And then you get to the gas station. You fill up the car. And then you see inside that there are flowers. Real flowers. At the gas station, if you walk in and you buy those flowers and you bring them home, she will leave you, all right? Gas station flowers look like an omen. Like, they're just dead enough to be alive. I've never seen anything like it. Like, and for sale of regular price flowers, too. There was a bouquet that was in a bucket with a bunch of other bouquets, and I looked, and the sign said $9.99 for these very dead. There's no vegetation around. These flowers were clearly shipped in, like, the back of a fridge or something. Flowers are big. Salads. I'm all for people eating their greens. And I think we should be healthier as a country. But if you buy a gas station salad, you have just used your credit or debit card to pay for E. coli, right? E. coli is supposed to be microscopic, but you can see it on a gas station salad. You can see it tap dancing in there. You can see it waiting to get inside you, excited. Eat me, please. I was at a gas station in Kentucky and saw for sale, apparently, a loose pickle. When I say a loose pickle, I want you to understand I said it right. I was in the gas station. My friend was getting gas. I was going to buy a bottle of water. And as I'm walking towards the fridge with the waters in it, I pass a shelf. The shelf has pickles laid out on the shelf and a price tag right under it. $1.99 for these loose pickles. $1.99 $1.99 for these loose pickles that are just on a very dusty shelf. And they had, they were wet. Like, they had pickle juice on them. And it was a mystery I needed to solve. Because in my head, I was like, what could have happened here? Because this was like a mom and pop gas station. It wasn't like a Circle K or, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like anything like that. It wasn't a Shell or anything. It was just like a regular independent gas station. There's very few now, and I guess I can see why. But this loose pickle is just on the shelf. What's some other loose pickles? Like, but it's wet. And in my head, I was like, this is like either a miracle or the worst business idea I've ever seen in my entire life. Can you imagine someone pitching, look, pickles taste like pickle. All right? Just throw them out there. Don't put them in a jar. Don't let them soak in pickle juice. They're going to taste like pickle no matter what you do. All right? Sure, there's a little dust. That dust is character, okay? But truly what I think happened, because this is like an indie, you know, mom and pop gas station, I think somebody went in there. And don't get me wrong, a person who's out of their mind, they went in there and they were like, hey, let me get the whole jar of pickles, but no pickles. I just want the juice and the jar. And then this mom and pop gas station owner said, rightfully so, excuse me? Sir, I want the jar and the juice, hold the pickles, and I'll pay whatever price you want. And so then this very old man was like, okay. Because what do you charge for that? If somebody says, name your price, I would charge like $300. $300 would make me feel comfortable about making a sale to a serial killer, right? I wouldn't even say three, maybe 500. I think 500 would make me more comfortable about what I had to do while somebody watched. You know what I mean? No, 5,000. $5,000 would be my price. Because I would want them to have to pay so much that they couldn't get far. And when I called the police, they wouldn't be. They'd just be one tank of gas away. Loose pickles. And I asked them, I was like, so your pickles over there, what's the deal with that? Because they're just loose on the shelf. And the guy, the guy goes, what? I was like, your pickles are loose on the shelf. Because now I'm getting nervous. So your pickles are loose on the shelf. And he's like, what? And he's like cursing under his breath. And then he goes over there to the aisle where I pointed. And he's like, not again! Again. And he's like, not again. I was like, wait, so this happened before? Like, you didn't want this to happen? Like, a weird stranger didn't come in here and pay you $5,000 for just the jar and the juice? And this dude explained to me while I bought my bottle of water that a resident weirdo comes in every couple of months and slyly takes all the pickles out of the jar and runs out with the jar and the juice. And he said, this dude said, I have alerted the authorities multiple times. But they say there's nothing that they can do. Because he's stealing, but it's not like a priced amount. And I was like, may I offer a suggestion? Pickles, $1.99 each. Jar, $5,000. Not